Blog Talk Radio.
Yes!
Fuck them
all! Yeah!
Obamacare sucks!
Hold your
butt!
Let the Roman have his say!
God, this guy's a dick.
Let the man talk.
Thrace and the Republic have known their differences.
Yeah, they suck.
We've not always been as brothers. Yeah.
Yo, I'm trying to listen.
Sisters, but let us put aside
I'm
such
sorry,
matters.
Sir. I think this is very
uniting
serious.
In just
yeah,
cause.
You pushed your way into our land.
Oh.
And now you stand asking for our help.
Yeah.
Stone him!
Extortion!
I extend
red hot poker
no house.
Rude.
I'm here merely to inform.
Yes, of course.
Mithridates and his Greeks attack from the east, encroaching from the Black Sea.
You'll need to come
name.
It's the African-American Sea. Thank you very
true.
Much. Okay.
But the Getae take advantage
the
of
the plural for ghetto.
Their barbarian hordes amass to the
you
north, barely half a week's march from your villages.
Well, let's
how
get
many?
Started, I guess.
Half a week.
Thousands.
Come on!
Do they have a horse drawn?
Rabble, 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 rabble.
Align yourself with Rome.
The following program is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Five, four, three. Two
and one, ignition. Rips and Raps, episode 76.
Hip hop,
damn,
what?
Cypher. Come on, let's cypher. Come on.
Oh,
so hilarious. And that's funny too.
Improv.
Did you just
that's okay.
A lot of jocularity.
Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Dishon program, starring
yeah.
Nick Furious.
Well, hello.
And friends.
Hey. Hi, friends.
Hi.
Oh, my God. Thank you all so much for coming to Rips and Raps, episode 76. I'm your host, as always, the Furious One.
Yeah.
Here with some great guests. I'm going to start on my right with a longtime friend and originator of this show, Mr. Loki from Batwings. What up, Loke?
Nothing. I want to announce before I forget. You can hear the new Batwings for Lab Rat single is going to be out January 22nd. So keep a lookout for that shit.
That's literally amazing. Oh, my God, there's an accident just happened outside
Jesus,
the window.
Cause an accident.
Are you guys okay? You heard about the bat wings? Okay. Well, thanks, Loki, for being here. You're going to rap with me tonight. I'm very excited. I have an amazing show. I've got one of my old friends, someone who's been around a long time, is very dear to me, my friend Kristen Kaufman in the house. B-Girl Kristen, what up?
Yo, 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 what's up?
Oh, man, I can't wait to talk to you a little more about yourself and share with the crowd who you are. But what'd you do for New Year's, just out of curiosity?
Oh, New
can you tell
Year's.
People about that? Is it something that you can't actually talk about on this radio show?
You know, this was kind of an uneventful New Year's. I just kind of hung out with my friends, my boyfriend.
You were scared. That's why you're scared to look boring, huh? You're like, I didn't, what? New Year's?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but you played
exactly.
It, you played it safe. Good for you.
Yeah.
I was sick on New Year's.
Well,
sucks.
New Year's is pretty
what?
Sick, man. No, that's bullshit. And actually, that's our third guest in the background. That's Aaron Vega. That is my friend and artist, Miss Aaron Vega. Give it up for Aaron. What up, Aaron?
¿Cómo estás?
Todo bien. We're all here tonight, man. I can't express how excited I am to have both these girls on the show, and really to keep the theme of having some strong female people from Albuquerque coming on the show and showing you what they're up to. Jessica Lopez has been on the show lately, showing what she's up to, and she has a new book coming out called The Cunt Bomb. You need to check out The Cunt Bomb by Poeta Miss Jessica Lopez. You'll enjoy it every minute. For now, I got an interview later on in this program with a young CEO, a boy named Twan out of the Midwest. We'll talk to him in a bit via the old phone. But this show, Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction program, comes to you each and every week, Wednesday, about 9 p.m. Eastern. This week, I'm bringing it to you a little under the weather, but I'm trying my best. So all the time can be caught at ripsandraps.podomatic.com. Subscribe through iTunes, or you can go to Rips and Raps and hit us up at blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground.
Yeah.
For now, yeah, you're listening to episode 76, which hasn't been themed yet, but
anything could happen.
Anything
the future
could.
Is wide goddamn open.
What is that, a vagina with wings? Holy shit!
We
I'm gonna
just
high five you both.
You know, sketching some
playing Pictionary in here.
We are playing, we're going to play, yeah, naked, funky body part Pictionary for the rest of the night. No, pass the paper around. Everybody has to draw something. First with a vagina with wings. Nice
okay,
job, girls.
You have to guess what it is. Okay?
All right. Okay. And if it's not, we're going to be about ready to drop into some raps, so hold that into the midway point of the show, and that's what we're gonna hit you with in a few minutes. For now, thanks for tuning in to the Whistle and Diction Podcast. I'm your host and editor, Nick Furious. Loki, why don't you tell him what's up, man?
Okay.
Tell him.
Well, I forgot. Oh, there it is.
A little Jack Johnson for you. Would you like to Jack your Johnson?
Of course.
Come on, do it.
I always would. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Rips and raps, rips and raps. 76, episode 76. Everybody take out your dicks. It's time to get your rips and raps fixed. Hanging out on the internet with Nick Furious. It's L-O-W-K-I, getting so high I could fly away. Like a possum with wings, like a vagina, you know how I sing. I'm like, burgle, 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 that's how a vagina would sing, yeah. Doing it, checking out my bling, it's blinging in the mirror, watch me wear it, yeah. You know that you're scared of it, my hair is the shit. Check it out, it's wavy and blowed, y'all don't even know. Nick Furious taking control of the microphone, yeah.
Thank you, my man Loki, and everybody too. Come on, man. We got my girl Erin, and yo, don't forget Kristen. My man Loki in the house is blowing like a piston from Detroit. Yeah, that's right. I'm shooting threes, making everybody pay from the baseline. Trees, I smoke them. Yeah, I get blazed and go off. I'm trying to get myself centered because I've been sick. I cough and grab my nuts. It's a flying vagina. But oh my God, I'm a mechanic with a ball sack. Without it, yo, you got it. Yo, take it back with something nice. It's that ill shit. We gon' break it down for the ice. Yo, this be the show where we freestyle and have fun. Everybody be ready to run. Run, DMC. Run, DMC. You gotta run, say run. DMC, come on now. You gotta run. Everybody say ho.
You better run.
Say ho.
Cause I got like 72 and a half guns.
Man, we're just warming up in here, and I can't wait. Later, we're going to go take you to the third dimension. It's going to be amazing. Come on now. Episode 076. Yo, Furious, Despicable Me. Where's all the minions at? Bring me my tea. I'd like some green tea with some oolong. I gotta get down better than this kid like Bruce Lee got. Oh, I see spirits flying by in the night, the darkness. But I can't do nothing but have tightness and just have my breath centered so I can keep moving through this shit. Yo, Loki, tell them why we get them. Can tell them why we got these monsters in the closet when we beating them and smashing their face in if we got it. But I'm telling y'all, welcome to the show. Pass the motherfucking mic, pass the mic.
Yeah, yeah, pass the mic. Welcome to the show. Here we go. Load another bowl. Nick Furious and Loki taking full control of your ears. So get in here and drink some beers with us. We getting down, sometimes we cuss. We'll be like, fuck, what the shit's up? Yeah, you know, sometimes we might call you a cunt. Dropping cunt bombs on your mom. Yeah, doing it in the city and on farms. Yeah, we don't give a shit, I'll get some parm. Maybe little mozzarella. I shred it up, you know that it'll be iller than any kind of Indian food you could make, yeah, make it Italian. I'm doing this shit like I'm a pirate on a galleon, yeah, riding like a hard fucking stallion, yeah, like a Mustang dang, but you'll say when we roll up, we're like luxury cars eating fruit roll-ups. We don't give a shit, just give me a dollop, just a little bit, yeah. Take a little hit and hold it in real long. That's what we do when we're starting to run out. We don't hit the bong, we just sipping on a pipe. That's what we're doing tonight, alright. Rips and Raps is the podcast, so rip it. Yeah, we came to hit it and get it. We split it at the end of the night. Well, actually, he's pretty much paying for all the pot.
Oh, man. Nobody pays for the shit. It grows in the earth.
Yeah.
You gotta remember, man. You gotta have your girth. Haven't been feeling 100%, but now I'm trying to get better through the music content and the music intent. Straight from the Southwest, yo, represent from the soul. Furious, the rapper, old soul, and everybody knows the old pole. Yo, I smoke it like a bowl, pack it up and let's unite it like Pineapple Express. Y'all get the gist and I tell you why. It's the podcast we do, rips and raps, coming through you with the crew, and I'm so happy to have. We got this crazy naked body part shit going on, so get ready to see what the next installment is in the what in the body part prices, right? Yo, I came to slice twice, thrice in the night. I'm like a kite, can't figure it out. Is it a booty or some boobies? Yo, I'm trying to make movies. I want to hear from the ladies because I'm crazy. I'm driving in a Mercedes and I'm having a baby. Just push. That's why I took my La Mazda classes.
Anyway.
Take a breath. Tell them how you take a breath.
Take a breath. Oh. In through your nose, out through your nose. Yes, visualize that breath coming from your toes to the crown of your head and then release. Just find that ease. In your breath, give it 3 seconds. Yes, and find self-respect. Yes, self-love, self-heal. Can you feel it? Can you dig it? Yes, just take a breath.
Oh my God, that is Aaron Vega in the house. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk to you on our first installment tonight of Pod People. We're going to bring Aaron Vega out and talk to you specifically. So you're an artist. You're one of those kindred spirits. I know you do a little bit of everything. Obviously, you're poetic. I know you teach yoga. Tell the people about yourself.
Yes. Well, I'm definitely going to step in.
Step in and tell us. And
speak up. Activating that voice. Yes, I speak for those that are silent through color, through dance, through art. Earth art. I fart art out of my heart.
What
I do. I like to give a glamorous effect, a sparkle effect, give a visual, activate those senses.
There it is.
So on that note, I started painting live a few years back because it was a hustle, you know?
Right.
You got to do what you got to do.
Sure.
Single mother, handling the business, and you know what?
Much respect.
You know, my canvas is my bones, so I, you know, definitely appreciate my surroundings, which is my palette, and I like to choose the colors that I wrap my bones with, you know?
You're a very colorful soul. You got a lot of colors. I like the brightness you bring to a room. You've got a great energy. Anytime I've ever spent time with you, I've been excited and also inspired to work with you. So tell us projects, events, things that you, Aaron Vega, and I know you're on Facebook, but where can people find you? How can they find out about your classes?
Yes.
Learning from you as a soul. Tell them.
Well, being local here in Albuquerque, I definitely find myself doing what I love to do. So I twirl. I teach the youth. I'm really focused on the youth right now, working at Los Puentes High School.
Nice.
Teaching yoga to the teachers there and kind of just focusing on, you know, those that are in need and are just, you know, needing those prayers to be answered. So I'm trying to do and just inspire. You know, we can't change anybody, but we can inspire.
You can definitely.
That's what my goal is. And, you know, salud, amor y paz, peace, love, and house. You know, love yourself, love your surroundings, peace within, peace with your surroundings and your house. So this Friday, Art Bar, getting my twirl on, doing what I love to do, working with the Latin Dance Festival.
Nice. Downtown Albuquerque at the Art Bar Golden Second or whatnot.
Yes, this is serious. 8:30 free salsa lessons.
Ooh.
Yes, and I give a glow-in-the-dark effect, so come and see me get my twirl on and put it on a canvas.
Well, I think what you do is amazing. I think if you're going to support people, support someone like Aaron. She's got a lot of heart and a lot of soul. And feel free to continue to add that vocal effect to the rest of the show, because I like that. I like that verse that you got. I like that little freestyle pop. Continue.
Yeah, I'd be a G.
This is Aaron Vega.
What's good, y'all? This is your boy, Nine Son, and you are tuned in to Rips and Raps with my boy, Nick Furious. Don't even think about going anywhere, you heard?
Bring it back. Yo, give it up to EV. You want to grab the mic?
I'm just the same, good. Step it in, cause I'm just a judge. I'm a RZA genius, got this. Guardian of the land, gliding on an angel's wing. That is me, a sunrise, sunset. True Zia, can you feel it? Can you dig it? Yes, illuminating consistently like the moon, yes. You can see it in the blue skies, but I guarantee that night you'll be always shining bright. Hey, can you feel it? Yes, deep in the veins. I'm a just the same average man, cold and insane. But I'm just saying, catch your breath. Hey, and take it easy. Take it easy.
Take it easy.
take it easy.
all of us. Creative energy, that's what we do. We try to find a different way to connect to the people, so we can come like it was the church and the steeple. Spiritual effect, yeah, we raising respect. We raising ourselves, we're raising up the children and sets. We try to make the people feel what we feel inside. And hip-hop is the way that we are full with pride. And we do what we do each day and each night. That's why the show is so respectful with rights. Man, I'm telling y'all, I got no gripes with my crew. It's the people from beyond trying to make the revenue. And all we want to do is create and live nicely. I don't want nothing beyond my pay grade. I just want something to live for and people to enjoy my music. Effort, energy, consistency. Nick Furious, man, with no name. Keep moving, superhuman. The golden age, man, we gon' do this. What, yo, Loki, grab the microphone and go, yo. Oh, oh.
Here we go, yo, ripping it like a pro. Oh, is what they're saying when I'm spraying it with no delaying. It's all up in my tongue and I can't get enough. But you got you shaking your bum and it's getting kinda tough to keep up, cause we got that stuff that's so funky. Yeah, you wanna put it in your veins like a junkie. Yeah, I'm a madman, got some flunkies living in the, there in the middle of the, in the jungle. I don't know, cause I fumbled. It's all good, man, we stumble sometimes, but we pick it back up. Always have enough gas in the tank. What the fuck do you think? It's a little okay, yeah, on the brink, cause I'm freaking out. Yeah, my brains are leaking out all over my shoulders. Got boulders carrying them, yeah. You know you're staring at them while I'm walking down the street, cause they're awkward, can't get on the bus. You know they're falling all up in the street, but it's alright, cracking concrete. We don't give a shit cause we're unique. Yeah, doing it on the podcast every Wednesday night with the raps that they'll rip you in half. Yeah, it's Nick Furious and friends, with the friends come to lend a little new style, playing pretend. Yeah, I got some good vibes to send out to everybody listening with your earbuds. Yeah, giving, bringing you some mad love. Bringing you some mad love.
This is a great start to the new year. Last week's a great episode, but there was a disjointed host in yourself, myself, and yourself, because we're all the same. Now remember, this
we're
is a new week.
Host,
it's the new week, and it's a new dawn of a new day. We're very excited to have you on Rips and Raps, episode number 76. That's right, closing in on 100. I will be excited to get there. There's going to be a surprise in it for all of you. Maybe you'll get the golden ticket. You might get to come. What? You'll get the golden ticket.
Busy listing drinks.
I'm floating, man. I should have drank that crazy soda from Willy's Wonky. You ever touch Willy's Wonker? He's got a huge wonker. Hey, don't forget, we still got Kristen Coffin in the house. We're going to talk to her in a little bit. Loki's with me. Aaron Vegas kicking ass and asking questions later. Okay, what's the next step up?
Anyone
want to
guess
Wait,
what this
that
is?
Looks like a...
I'm pretty sure that's a butthole. Yeah. Maybe that's like some sort of beard
is that
hanging in front of
Dirty Sanchez?
Okay, yes, thank you.
Dirty
well,
Sanchez?
Dirty Sanchez?
The bear is eating his ass. Barrett, and Barrett.
Oh, that's really good.
And bear ass, okay?
Okay, it's actually a man that has a butthole face.
Wow.
It's
I see that. He's a ball. He's a butt chinian.
And he can't help it. That like has hair coming out of it.
Poor guy.
And
he
has
poop.
A goatee.
Wow.
It's refried beans.
I haven't felt this good in days, cause I'm riding in a daze when this rhyme stuff never pays. And you just walk around like a rat in the same cage, bumping your head looking for some cheese. But I need some extra queso. Give me blue cheese, give me gorgonzola. I got this feta, I'm fed up with this rap system like the Fed has got my money locked up. But that blue money don't look like no money I've never seen except on Monopoly. It's all something about the new world order and this new prophecy. My apology I give never. Chemtrails spice laid in the sky like the spice melange from this doom methane. I'm taking
your ass out in pet trains and pole train. I'm like John Coltrane on Soul Train, making my shit roll veins. Yo, when I get down with this whole scene, I'm Hussein, I'm insane. It's all about what they plant in the psyche of the subconsciousness of the people and what we see and how we are. We're a representation of this energy, the structure. It's our time to break the matrix and come out of this shit. Lawrence Fishburne, take the red pill and turn. Were there many people at risk? Well, it's the dawn of a new day when I raise this fist, man. But a butthole face and a cleft chin spills out ass juices from his face, ass vagina. What is happening here? I'm behind you. Boo! I'm a spook, beef of vendetta, voraciousness, vindictive. Rappers get fucked up, locked up, and fucked up in a truck with rips and raps. It's all off the top of the cuff. Sometimes we got nothing, and sometimes we got enough stuff. I'm a gruff, I'm a crime buff. What? Rips and raps.
Rips and raps.
Get up in there.
I can't rap, cause I'm drawing a draft. I can't multitask. I don't know what the fuck to do, so I'm just gonna bask in the fact that the beat is ending.
Hold on, you guys, I got this machine. Hold on, I'm just gonna start up the machine for the third dimension. Are you guys ready to go? Hold on. I need to make a few calibrations. Let me just make a few extra calibrations. Okay, I believe it's ready. Now I'm gonna come through first. You follow me.
Hold on, somebody hold on to this.
It's like that episode of The Simpsons where Homer goes into the real world, you know?
I'm okay.
Aaron, you look like a rabbit, like a claymation rabbit with really big teeth. It's so weird. What happened? Do I look weird?
Oh my god, it's the biggest penis giraffe. Oh my god, I can't even talk about this.
I drew a penis giraffe.
We've gone too far into the third dimension.
I can't figure out how to go back.
We're
going to
have to go walk faster.
I see those all the time.
Oh, is that Kristen? You see big giraffe dicks all the time?
Yeah.
Disgusting. We are in the third dimension, though, so I'm going to... This is like a Being John Malkovich moment. We're, like, trapped in someone's, like, psyche. What the fuck is that? That is not real. Is that real? No, it's not.
That's the flag of Argentina. It's not actually the sun. Or is it?
It's the chupa cabrón. Oh my god, we gotta get out of here, guys. There's a show to do. I think we've diverted. Oh my god, is that Dr. fucking who?
No, that's Dr. Phil.
Oh, sorry.
I thought it was Dr. Phil.
Didn't he look a little bit like Dr. Who for a second? I was gonna be like, where's the TARDIS control?
Should we see the jelly bean sporting out sugar bumps that they call?
Oh my god, I'm so glad we came in here. That was the cutest.
Don't sit on it.
The next part of the show, we're gonna rip a written rap from our days of writing rhymes. And this one's not really that old and not goody, but it's a fun rap for me. And it's from a rap from superhumans, okay? I rock a 16 in my slippers with my zipper down. Then I roll a blunt and blaze it up and take a sip of crown. Underground is the sound that we're making, no faking. Amazing are the tales of the trails that we're blazing. Insatiable desires feed the fires of belief. Won't admit defeat or retreat when shit gets deep. Yeah, furious, joining forces with LX. From frosty Finland to the desert lands of New Mexico. Who the next hypocrite to step up and get checked? Forward and direct, I interject my intellect to inner sense. We're capturing your thoughts to intercept those unspoken emotions, the ones not so direct. Just four more bars for me to say my piece. Thus stamping time by a man hidden in the creases. My beats are ceaseless, decrease the drones. Body of work speaks in volume, so leave me alone. Just leave me alone, don't bug me. Leave me alone, you love me. Yo, leave me, leave me alone. You're low key, won't you leave me alone?
Yo, I ain't gotta kick it like you want me to kick it. You can lick it if you think that I'm a cater to critics. My lyrics map territory, stories unfold in 4D, fearlessly reckon. I'm checking my weaknesses to speak this gift. They're flapping, snapping, snaggle to dragons. Breathing hot, heavy breath, but I won't let them bring me death. I pick a direction to go in it. Got a predilection for sinning and laziness. A haziness defines waking life. Sleepwalking with a big ass knife, I keep talking from the heart, but my ears ain't ready. Up in the cut, but my hand ain't steady. Up in the cut, do I spit too heady? Do I dumb it down? Doubts like rain in a levee. Heavy worries weigh on my mind. I'm racked in thought all the time.
at the party, hardly there. I got that bacon dish instead. But don't worry about me, kid. Just leave me alone. Just leave me alone.
You better leave me alone. I said, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone. You better leave me the heck alone, man. Come on now. Yo, you better leave me alone. I'm not a damn cyclone, I'm not a damn clone, and I'm just a triple rhyme flow. Yo, here we go, so I got this old dynamite, so, so deep. Artifacts, rocks out of the tracks, peep my still. Yeah, that's right, I'm Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Mix it up with something from the new age and reggae bash. I smash it up with something different from another era, cause I like all music, that's hip-hop to me, kids. I'm Yogi Berra, I'm saying crazy shit you never heard before, but if you wanna play it like the Mickey on the Mantle, there's another baseball. Let's talk a little bit about how it's got a stamp on it. I don't understand. Hey guys, I think I don't even know what I think anymore.
I don't know what you think either.
Listen to this, it's hilarious.
Now, this next thing is about names. That's all, just names. Names are an interest of mine, not a hobby. Hobbies cost money. Interests are quite free. That's all it is, names. Did you ever notice how they name singles bars? Singles bars all have the same kind of cutesy little one-word names that end in S. Scamps, tramps, chaps, rumors, cahoots, cheers, chances, mingles, risks, gambits, notions. Hey, if I had a singles bar, you know what I'd call it? Nipples and dicks. Huh? A little truth in advertising. The Sperm Club. Snatch-O-Rama. The Crotcheteria, Frankie's Fuckery, Cafe Vagina, open all night. Well, I'm an old-fashioned guy. I'm old-fashioned because I believe the name on the outside of a place ought to let you know what's going on the inside. Here would be a good name for a gay restaurant, The Mouthful. Huh? Come on, that's clever shit. That's a double pun, goddammit. You didn't think of it. Besides, you don't have to eat there if you don't want to. No, no, just go in, have a cocktail. Or a highball. Here's another name I don't care for, TGI Fridays. You know these cutesy-ass little places, TGI Fridays? That whole TGIF thing was cute for about an hour. About an hour, and that was 65 years ago when someone first said it on the radio. Not cute anymore. Time to start bombing these locations. TGI Fridays. If I had a place like that, you know what I'd call it? HSIOW. Holy shit, it's only Wednesday. I think people would drink a lot more liquor if they thought it was Wednesday all the time. Well, I'm just looking for a little honesty in these names. Little honesty, that's not asking a lot. I'm thinking of opening up a motel and calling it the Sleep and Fuck. Wouldn't that be a good, honest name for a motel? Who needs this Shady Pine bullshit? The Sleep and Fuck Motel. Get me one of them big neon signs. Sleep, fuck. Sleep, fuck. Sleep and fuck. Sleep and fuck. Sleep and fuck. Sleep, fuck. Sleeping fog. Sure. Sleeping fog. Sleeping fog. You put it right at the Jersey entrance to the Holland Tunnel, you know? Well, actually, fucking sleep would be a little more accurate, wouldn't it? Best name for a motel would be the fucking smoke and sleep and roll over and get out of bed and wash your crotch and go out and buy two cans of Mr. Pibb and go home and fuck a whole lot more. A whole lot more. Because that's all they ever have left in those soda machines on Sunday night. Mr. Pibb and Diet Shasta Orange. And that yellow can of Canada Dry tonic water that nobody wants! And speaking of naming things, am I the only person in this country who's laughing when these commercials come on television for Snapper lawnmowers? Isn't there anyone else in this fading republic who knows what a snapper is? A snapper is a pussy, okay? That's what it means. Snapper means pussy. It's derived from an older, more specific term, snappin' pussy. which describes a particular type of pussy, one with good, quick muscular control, kind of an elasticity in the vaginal wall that can grab a hold of you and give you a decent hump. Do you know what I'm talking about? A snapping pussy. But now, snapper means any kind of pussy, and they've named a lawnmower company after this. Now, I have seen a few snappers in my day. Never seen one that'll cut grass. No. 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 Maybe do a little edging. A little edging along the driveway after a party. That's all you can hope for. But, you know, weed whacker, you can understand.
Oh, my God, that was hilarious. Welcome back to the intermission here on Rips and Raps, otherwise known as Sick and Nick's Rap. This has been such a fun time so far. I want to remind you, I've got Loki in the studio, battling for Lab Rats affiliated. I've got my good friend Kristen Kaufman in the house. We'll be speaking to her after the break here. And we've already spoken with and have fallen in love with Aaron Vega. Give her some love. You guys are the greatest. This is the greatest. I've had a lot of fun. I can't say anything while you talk.
It's a good one, I gotta say. I've done a lot of these, and I'm feeling good about this.
What?
It's a
fucking
tornado.
On.
It really is. And I want to ask everybody as we go around, what is something we're thankful for as we begin our journey into 2014?
Not Thanksgiving, dude.
No, just thankful for the New Year's. It's like a New Year's resolution.
Every day.
What are you thankful for? What are you focusing on this year?
I'm thankful for my house and to be alive.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
There you go. That's beautiful. Kristen?
I'm thankful for all the amazing people in my life, love, and also my personal health as well. I've been really trying to focus on that. Woohoo! Saludo, Morita.
I'm thankful my legs work and my lungs work.
That's fine.
And I'm thankful my heart beats and I don't even have to think about it. That's fucking cool. I'm thankful that the air is still relatively clean. Water comes out of the wall where I live. It doesn't even give me dysentery. It's fucking great.
I'd have to agree with you guys. I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to have great guests and cool people in my life and be creating music and art. Because that's really what keeps us going, you know. I've been harping on it, but it was under the weather. Went to Phoenix with Bama No Name. Had a great show, but came down with something. And been a little bit slow. But y'all have been picking me up, man. This is what it's all about. Like, you can see the vibrancy of music and creativity in whatever capacity. Yes.
Can I say something?
Do it.
I quit smoking like 3 months ago.
Yeah,
cigarettes. Yeah. I was smoking since I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
I quit smoking about 3 months ago, and I used to get sick every year. Knock on wood. I used to get sick every year during Christmas, New Year's, or my birthday, which is coming up Tuesday.
Happy birthday!
I haven't been sick I haven't been sick this whole season, so I'm really thankful for that. And I know it's attributed to like not smoking cigarettes anymore.
It's horrible.
This big girl's a vogue effect. I'm telling you.
It's just stupid. And I do it, and I'm not judging, but it's the stupidest habit.
Work it.
Right now you're listening to Nick Furious and his band of crazy banshee gypsies on Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction podcast, episode 76, brought to you in part by Quaker Oats Oatmeal. If you eat it, you will poop. In addition, I would like to point you to ripsandraps.podomatic.com to check out the show and stream it through there or iTunes. If you feel like a rebel and you want to get nuts in your mouth, you can go to... you can go to blogtalkradio.com/theliterary underground and you can go fuck. Listen.
Listen, you... If you're not subscribed to this podcast, get the fuck and subscribe to my friend Nick's podcast, all right?
Please
and thank you. Now we're going to take this on a seriouser note now, all right? You are tuned back into Pod People. This week, again, we're featuring one of our guests in-house. Her name is Kristen Kaufman. Kristen, how are you?
I'm doing good, Nick. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. I've known you a long time. I've been doing hip-hop. I remember when you were a little young, little kid, just checking out what was going on, being bad, and you've turned into a great woman and a teacher, and you do a lot of stuff. They call you B-Girl Kristen. That's one thing you do, I know, but what drives you? I know you're a hip-hopper, so tell everybody about yourself.
Well, I've always been a hip-hop junkie since I was in middle school, high school. I used to sneak into the rap shows when I was younger and just loved the scene. I started breaking when I was in high school, and shortly after I started teaching and developed a couple of programs to implement with at-risk youth. And I'm still doing that on a different capacity.
Yeah, sure. And that's one of the other reasons I really respect you is that you're teaching. You're a teacher now. You're educating. You're passing along your knowledge to others. What does that mean to you, and what exactly do you do?
Yeah, so I actually teach at a high school in the South Valley. I teach a program called Service Learning. I get students out in the community, and they volunteer each week, and they learn through their community and
Sweet.
Do action projects and research issues and impact their community.
On-the-job type stuff, on-the-job training, kind of
yeah.
real-world experience.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, the seniors, they actually research really intense issues, teen pregnancy, drug abuse, domestic violence. They research these all semester, and then spring semester they actually implement an action to positively impact that issue. It's a very, it's an amazing class. They learn so many skills and just change their community in amazing ways.
That's cool, and that's really great that there's programs like that available for kids.
Yeah.
When there's so many dwindling programs going on out there in the school systems and everything. Now, do you do that through the school, or are you subcontracted to come in there and do that?
No, I'm actually a staff member at South Valley Academy. It's a high school down in the South Valley.
Charter? Obviously. Charter school?
It's a charter school,
okay, cool.
Yeah. Very small school focused on service to community.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my, like, regular day job. And then I also do, I teach breaking on the side. And I do a program called WAM. It's called Women's Art Movement.
Nice.
And
where can people find out about WAM anywhere?
Yes, they can. We teach it over at Warehouse 508. It's a summer intensive, though, so it only happens in the summer.
Oh, right. So like a 3-week or a month-long course? Or?
Yeah, it's actually a 2-week intensive.
Nice.
But it's really awesome. They learn sexual health, just body image things, how to empower themselves, what's good communication between young women, stop bullying between young women.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
That's a really important program. I think people should try to tell people what it's called again.
It's called WAM, and it's the Women's Art Movement.
Rips and Raps.
Rips and Raps.
So we want to give it up to Kristen Kaufman. We want you to check her out. You got a website or any place people can peep you out if they want to inquire about your amazingness?
I don't have a website, but I'm on Facebook, and I'm also dancing with an all-female breakdancing crew called Zia Queens, and we have a webpage that you can check that out. It's ZiaQueensCrew.org.
Okay, yo, high five. Give it up for the girl Kristen, she doing it live. Welcome back, second half, rips and raps, here we go. Nothing ever stops on this crazy fucking show. It's funkin' Wagnall, yo, mixed with some boogie-woogie. And everybody smoke the motherfucking hookah-doogie. I don't know why I wanna break it down like Doogie Howser when I'm on this motherfucking Piper Dugas Duga Schnauzer. I got schnauzers and schnitzels, I'm eating combos. And I'm eating dog food up in your mambalangos. I'm doing the mambo congos and I'm kangaroo langalo. And I'm mandible fanable, yo, locate your sandable.
Yo, I got a mandible jaw, I got a handy little claw that I keep in my pocket. I got a rocket that I keep in my butt.
Where?
Sometimes I take it out and strap it to my nuts.
Oh.
And then I fly away and I stay in space for days. And it's great cause we get up there, way crazy blaze. We use the sun to light a bong. I'm serious, son, it's fucking on when we're in the sky with King Kong. He was there too. Yeah, we held our breath until we turned blue. We smoked so much pot our brains turned to glue. And then we made it into a stew that we secretly fed to everyone on Earth. Now you're all one of us. Ha 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 ha. It filled me with mirth. Yeah, I'm fucking jolly, cause that's my hobby. Yo, y'all don't even know me. I got a friend named Naomi. That last part was a lie. What?
Shinobi and Obi-Wan Kenobi. And that dude Moby. Yo, I know a Naomi. I know a Naomi Watts. What?
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 What? Episode 76.
Episode
76. It's 76. Welcome to episode 76. No, it does not. 76 is my favorite.
Rock.
Yeah. Among one of the best that I've ever heard, and you know why? Because we all here together, being honest in the cipher, creating. That's what we do, man, uniting, illuminating the dark hallways, always, every day, every time I get the microphone, it's rhymes, splays, and sprays, and spritzes, and frizzles. I don't know why, but my hair just starts to frizzle.
I'ma break it down and tell a story about a nigga in the wrong territory.
Where?
Sharing his
What?
So we had to
miss easy.
He made a right turn down the wrong street.
He was go, he was just,
now what a wonder, what a wonder.
This song's about you, Nick.
Jack in my motherfucking city.
Just kidding.
Busy Boone charged my son.
Yo, we got my man Twan on the phone, young CEO. This is Rips and Raps. Thanks for being on the show today, man. I apologize for technical difficulties. We want to find out more about you. I know you got a great album, Music Therapy, about to drop. Tell us about the release of that and your videos and such.
Okay, my Music Therapy album that drops on February 28th. And I think the fans gonna enjoy that. It got a variety of everything on there. Got radio stuff, got personal stuff, just stuff you can ride to. And I'm also gonna be releasing my second single, called AMK. That's gonna be released with a video. And I'm releasing that probably it'll be about 2 weeks before the album itself drops. And I also got that I just dropped my first single of the year, We in the Game. So I dropped that on the 6th. You can go get it on iTunes, CD Baby, nothing, all them digital online stores.
Beautiful. Well, of course, we want to wish you success in the coming year. My man Twan, aka Young CEO, is available on his own website at twanyoungceo.com, twitter.com/twanyoungceo. Check him on SoundCloud, Facebook, all same handle. I know you're a Midwest guy, so tell us a little bit about your approach, and if you want to thank some people in your corner, man, let us know what you're up to.
I try to just, my approach to the news, I try to just, you know what I'm saying, speak on what comes, you know what I'm saying, to my mind at the time, what I'm going through at the time, or what I know that somebody had went through at the time, so that's really when I get to writing, that's how I go about it. I want to give a shout out to all the people that's in my corner, Zach Davis, and I give a shout out to Decepticons Production, Rito, A Breeze, Jacob Gutsler out of Media. Want to give a shout out to all those people, all my fans, and the people that supported me throughout. And also, I want to give a shout out to my fam. And let them know, I appreciate all their support.
That's right. We got Twan on the phone, young CEO, coming up from the Midwest. Peep him out, twanyoungceo.com. And, of course, peep out the new album, Music Therapy. Much love, man, and success in the future in 2014, baby.
Yeah.
And now, a debut song from the new crew, The Golden Age. This track is called Get Down. So, get down.
We're getting down, don't sit around in the function. Your speaking teeth are leaking, being counterproductive. Is he between the greed that is clouded in judgment? I'm sifting through the heap and piles of mountains of dumb shit. I'm done with it, crumble it, put it to the flame and finish it. Peace to the troopers, BNN and model citizens down, down. We're getting it roundhouse. The sister kick the sound out, the builder break the town's bound to feel this.
Come on with the come on, get down with the get down. Nick Furious and the boys came to spit rounds. Are you ready? No, I don't think you are. Fully unprepared to grasp the concept that we dissolve. Can't hardly tolerate it. You've been absolved and completely exonerated. Automation, animate your inner animal instinct and genuine reaction. Face the fact of the infraction. Accept penance for all your actions.
And get down. The roots breaking through the ground. We gotta come together. Ain't no better time than now. Get down. For the people, the community. It's up to you and me to bring back the unity. Get down. From the muds of the cloud, empower all my people, shut the government down. We get down, yeah, we pound for pound. We came to burn it to the ground and turn this mother out.
Yo, we get down with that old school soul food. So smooth, makes you wanna cop it and drop it off to your whole crew.
Y'all know what it was when we started rocking the mic. You went and caught the buzz, mad love for those disco cats out in Frisco and all the MCs from New Mex dropping sick flow. This goes out to the people in the stands. Put your hands up now, getting down with the fans.
I'll be rising on an early tip, be coming in late. The crumb of my cake is dropping on the drum in the bass. A subtle escape from all the rats running in place. High flow, getting down when we crumbling eights. Cover the break, so passionate we fanning the flame. No amateur aim, rocking out a band with no name. Standing for change, beating up the famine and rain. So get down with another pretty cannabis strain.
And get down, the roots breaking through the ground. We gotta come together, ain't no better time now.
Get down, for the people, the community. It's up to you and me to bring back the unity.
Get down, from the muds of the clouds. Empower all my people, shut the government down.
We get down, yeah, we pound for pound. We came to burn it to the ground and turn this mother out, out.
From the 505 to the 401 people, we gon' find those vibes that will blow your speaker. Verse gritty, I got a crib out in Merc City. We can put your shit in the dirt if you work with me.
We come together, whatever weather it's forced to dip. We very clever like buried treasures of force to fit. Force to be reckoned with, epic and the furious. Awkward, act right, and blessed to the infinite.
Oh, we so blessed, rocket production with no mess. Have a high bowl of soul soup when I'm famished, I don't stress. Frequencies are so fresh, beat to the end and known to be cutting edge.
After dark hits, the kicks cut the magic carpet. Let the light shine, pierce in the land of darkness. You're pumping hard kicks but never miss a beat. So we piece it back together, then the mission's complete.
And get down, the roots breaking through the ground. We gotta come together, ain't no better time than now.
Get down, for the people and community. It's up to you and me to bring back the unity.
Get down, from the muds of the clouds. Empower all my people, shut the government down.
We get down, yeah, we pound for pound. We came to burn it to the ground and turn this mother out, out.
You want to tell them how much fun you're having?
Oh, gee, it's like so ridiculous to be in such a fancy predicament. How much is this thing? I'm embracing these epic souls that I'm here with today.
I love it.
Felt my bass, the bass to my heartbeat. This was serious. Give thanks. Yes. Inspired.
Yes.
Inspired.
I give thanks and I give praise. Don't forget the art bar, don't forget the art bar, don't forget the art bark, don't forget the art bark. It's the crazy walk, walking with Chevy Chase and Bill Murray. Trying to have some fun with a little bit of money. But you said it fills you with mirth, it fills you with worth. It feels like the diaper you burst, the diaper you smurfs. You had to get a little bit of smurf cause you ate a papa and you got rid of smurfette. I'm on the mic and I'm crazy like I'm wet. I'ma get you, I'ma split you, I'ma smoke you like a blunt, yeah. That's right, so I'ma catch you. What am I talking about? It doesn't matter because episode 76 is like some peanut butter and brisket batter made for your peanut toast and waffle pancake house.
Yeah, I made waffle and pancake batter and I squeezed it in and out of my bladder. Ha ha, what's the matter?
That's weird.
Yeah, it made me gladder than I've ever been before. It's not a metaphor, I seriously did it. I made some pancakes, so get with it. I made some bacon fritters and eggs. Yeah, so don't make no mistakes. What? I don't really know. I ate steak, I ate it through my nose. Yeah, ate steak through my nose. I got blood all over my clothes. I'm the butcher, yeah. You can get some sutures and sew me up, cause I just ate a piece of my butt. Oh no, where did it go?
And all of a sudden the podcast just goes silent. And you said, what?
I accidentally ate part of my butt. I accidentally ate part of my butt.
I accidentally ate part of my butt. Now what we need now is we need like a penis with legs. So we need a vagina with wings. We need a ball. We need balls.
We just need a ball.
We just need one
just
ball.
Just one ball.
Oh, we did have the penis giraffe.
We already have a penis with legs.
Yeah, we have that covered.
And a JJ with wings.
Oh. And a butt-faced man.
Yo, everything on the show sometimes makes fun of ourselves and goes off on tangents. Like tangerines and solvents and different types of chemicals and different types of energies mixed in the same cipher cauldron. So enjoy it. Should get the paintbrush and paint you a picture. Taste the elixir wixer. It's like whiskey bixer. And my... What does that even mean?
Can you hand me those wixer? Is something I would say if I worked at a candle shop, for example.
Candles. That's right. That's sexy. Rips and Wraps, brought to you in part by Bed Bath & Beyond.
Hot yoga.
Brought to you in part by Hot Yoga. Tell them about Hot Yoga.
Come take some hot yoga at Cloud9 Divine with me, Aaron Vega, or anybody there. Everybody's phenomenal. I'm just going to, you know, be real with it, but cosmic hot yoga. Come and check my glow-in-the-dark paintings as we, like,
what?
Do yoga flows. I go. I'm like, Lauren Hill. Oh,
see? They hung out yesterday.
The other night. I was my class. It was a bomb.
So this is like actually, Kristen's an actual person. You know, like she's actually seen it. She's a participant firsthand.
This person is not an actor.
This person.
Yes.
So what does it cost? Is it like a donation basis?
Yeah.
How do people get involved?
So Cloud 9 Divine Healing Center we have two locations. One on Montgomery in Louisiana where I teach Thursdays 4:30 p.m. and 9:15 p.m. Get there 30 minutes prior. Hold your spot. Those classes get filled real quick.
Listen
up. We hit capacity all the time. Only $5 drop-ins. We've got amazing deals going on.
Not bad. $5.
And Rhythm Studio.
What? $5? What did you say?
Only $5 drop-ins.
Whoa. That's
yes.
Not much.
Your breath. The beautiful art.
So, so hot yoga, you got to check it out, Cloud 9 Divine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I got Master Talisi Toto.
Master
Talisi Toto. She's a healer. She gave me a cough drop earlier. I feel like a different person.
Hallelujah.
Everyone's trying to keep their immune system high, right, in these horrible times.
Get a lot of water. Get some chia seeds. Utilize your surroundings.
TLC. Tender love and care.
I don't need plumbing work from TLC Plumbing and Supply here in Albuquerque. At 4701 Manalton. I'm just kidding. I don't know. No, but TLC is right. You got to take care of your body. And water. And chia seeds are actually quite fantastic.
You know, Aztecs and Mayan warriors used to take it right before battle because of protein.
They just disappeared one day. So that's why you should take it. One day you'll just transcend this world and you'll know where the Aztecas and the Mayas and all those
people are. Riding feathered dragons in the sky together, bro.
Right, feathered dragons in the sky. Feathered dragons in the sky.
Feathered dragons in the sky.
No, I think that's great, but I think the reality is this has been one of the better episodes. I want, you know, share it with your friends. You can, again, check it out at ripsandraps.podomatic.com or on iTunes. And really, it's, you know, if you want to be on the show, hit me up at ripsandrapsshow@gmail.com and show me your interests. Hit me up on Facebook under Nick Fury. It happens all the time. I get random people from all over the place. We're happy to have tonight. Our caller was young CEO, my man Twan. We want to appreciate, and I want to thank him, and I appreciate him for calling. So it's been badass. We had George Collin give us a little bit of perspective tonight, which, you know, you should take heed to. And we had each other. And that's the best part.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, my God. I think we need to give each other
some hand jobs. That's what
down.
I was thinking.
Come on down and see Band with No Name and Sam Ivory and Quietly Kept at Ned's on January 18th. It'll be a blast. More to come. We'll be at Vinyl and Versus. Was it the 22nd? Band with No Name on stage, January 22nd at Birch Tiki Lounge as well. We're going to do some shows with Batwings this year, too.
February 7th.
I'm on that, too, with Josh Jones.
At Amped.
Yeah.
All
Black
ages.
Market Goods. All blazes.
Batwings for Lab Rats. Bandwidth No Name. There's going to be Burlesque, I heard.
Burlesque with No Name? Or will there be...
No, they'll probably have names. I would...
These
people...
Names.
Have what is your feeling on burlesque? Because I can, you know, and I love the burlesque dancers and I love the people that do it, but I can sometimes take or leave the burlesque show depending on
me.
I'm asking in general if anybody has any opinions.
I have not been to a show yet.
It just,
I think it's good,
but
I think it's like an old school art form.
Yes, of course. I love
appreciate
that.
the costuming.
Sure.
Most of the people that dance burlesque actually make their own costumes.
I love
really
that.
Cool.
So I'm gonna just say like that inspired me. Okay.
But that's what I like about it.
Right.
I don't think like the dancers. Dancing necessarily.
Well, like Godiva Blue or whatever, like Kayla or whatever, someone like,
yeah.
She's dope.
I think there's a subtlety to the art form that a lot of performers aren't getting.
Right, because they just think, I get to be up here and doing it.
Yeah.
It's more showy.
It looks easy, but it's not easy. You know what I mean?
And I think that I agree with the art form, and I'm not dissing it, and I think people do it. It's cool to see them up there. Especially for women to get up and sometimes be rounder or not like the perfect archetypal body type, and being free, I think that's great.
Heart
I like
boner,
that.
But. Yeah.
Heart boner.
Heart boner.
Everybody
heart?
Can just, you know, bring their energy to their heart.
Heart
boners.
Boners.
You know?
I like that.
Heart on.
Boners.
Heart boner
heart
on.
Yeah.
Heart boners.
I love that.
Shoot that sparkle.
That might be the name of the episode if I were you.
If I were you, I would call this heart boners.
It's like, deactivate your chakra.
How come nobody drew that? What's the matter?
Somebody draw a heart boner.
I drew a giraffe. Well, it's kind of flaccid, but it was a penis draft.
You guys have been the greatest guests ever. Episode 76 draws to a close. We now bring you the 30-minute rap workout in 5 minutes or less. It's your chance, MCs, to get off the couch and rip a rap. This week, brought to you in part by your balls. They keep the babies coming. Have a good night, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you.
FX to www.freesfx.co.uk, as well as www.grsites.com. Thanks.